get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam. A charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
You want Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's gets it. We checked the calendar, and Christmas is coming early. $99 is all you need to grab your favorite select 7-foot pre-lit artificial Christmas tree for the holiday season. And don't sweat what gifts to get Dad, because we've got up to 40% off select tools and accessories. That's how Lowe's celebrates Black Friday early. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam. A charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
Black Friday, wow, shop, Wayfair now, month-long big deals, yeah, these are steals.
70% less money spent.
You can't go wrong, check out the song. Best in decor, Black Friday sports,
garlands and trees.
Saving with ease.
Lights for your house, lamps for your spouse.
Save at Wayfair.
On dining chairs, mattresses, two sheets that are you. Everything home, these things in chrome. Hands up the clock, area roads, fast shipping, wow, Wayfair is how.
Win the season, win the season.
Wayfair, 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 Wayfair.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
She swiped right. That's how it started. A normal match on Tinder somewhere in late 2022. He said his name was Brian. He was a PhD student in criminology at Washington State University. He was a little awkward, but he wasn't rude. He asked questions, seemed interested in her studies, nursing at the time. She assumed he was just nervous, maybe shy. That didn't bother her. In fact, she kind of liked that he wasn't one of those overconfident, cocky types. Then mid-conversation, out of nowhere, he asked her what she thought was the worst way to die. She paused, staring at her phone. The question felt a little strange, not in a playful would you rather kind of way. It was clinical, dry, like it wasn't meant to spark flirtation, but to gather data. Still, she answered. She said probably that stabbing a knife, it'd be painful, prolonged, personal. He allegedly responded with, like a K-bar? She had to Google it. K-bar, a fixed blade combat knife used by the military. Thick, heavy, designed for close combat. The kind of knife you don't carry around unless you have a reason. She replied with a nervous laugh, allegedly, suggesting something like, I guess so, and changed the subject. He didn't. She unmatched him within the hour. When Brian Koberger's face appeared on every screen in America, charged with murdering four college students in Moscow, Idaho, she didn't need to double check. She recognized him immediately. The conversation came back in full. The K-bar wasn't a random reference. It was specific. It was deliberate. And now it was horrifying. And she wasn't alone. Another woman, a dancer who worked in a club in Pennsylvania, came forward with her own story. This was years earlier, 2019. But the memory was still clear. He came in alone, didn't drink, didn't talk much. She danced for him, expecting the usual awkward eye contact or dumb small talk. Instead, he looked at her and said, "I want to kill people," allegedly. First, she thought he was trying to be edgy, and she joked, "Who?" Expecting a laugh, a clarification, something to break the tension, and he just shrugged, "Whoever I want." Wasn't a punchline. It was flat, measured. She said he asked her strange questions during the set. Where did she live? What kind of car did she drive? You know, the type of things you ask a stripper to make the moment less uncomfortable. Where do you live? What's your real name? Are they real? He told her to look him in the eyes, allegedly, like it was a test. She left the stage unsettled, not afraid exactly. There's creepy people coming in and out of those places all day long, but creeped out enough to avoid him if he ever came in again. He didn't, and she forgot about him for years until that mugshot resurfaced. That's a face you don't forget when you're asking questions like that at the club. Same face, same eyes, and now the word she once laughed off had a very different meaning entirely. There was a nurse in training as well, a different city, different time, different pattern. She matched with Koberger online and exchanged a few messages, you know, like you do. Nothing deep, just surface level stuff. Then suddenly he dropped a comment she'd never forget. "You have good birthing hips." "Hey, do you like the new Mexican place in town?" "You have good birthing hips. Just in case we ever go on that first date, should I knock you up? You got good birthing hips." No context, no lead in, just that. She was stunned, not flattered, not amused, just disgusted. She blocked him immediately. And she chalked it up to bad dating app etiquette. A creep, fishing for a reaction, but now it feels a lot less like bad flirting and more like an exposure to how he truly saw women as something to study, evaluate, control. Not partners, not people, subjects. These weren't just awkward interactions. They were rehearsals, one might say. When all these stories started coming out after the arrest, after the police reports were unsealed, more women began looking back, replaying odd conversations, remembering those moments that felt a bit off, but not dangerous. One woman who worked at a local coffee shop remembered how Koberger used to come in late in the day, always when the cafe was nearly empty. He never ordered anything complicated, just the same thing. And then he just stood there, stared a bit too long, and always seemed to appear when she was the only one working the counter. One day, he said her name. Now, that's not a crazy thing. You're at a coffee shop, you know, maybe someone's got a name tag on, and they're being friendly. They're addressing you by name rather than yes, ma'am, yes, sir, whatever. The problem is she didn't have a name tag, and she never told him her name. He never introduced himself either. Was it a, "Hey, nice to meet you, I'm Brian"? No, it was just, "I know too much about you, and I'm not going to tell you how." But he said her name like he'd always known it. She asked her coworkers to alert her whenever he came in after that, so she wouldn't have to go out to the counter and make him his chai latte or whatever he was ordering. That's not in the story. That's a question I do have, though. What did Koberger order? I've tried to find it. I can't. Wouldn't that be it? I'm going to guess it's something very not special. I'm going to guess it's like black coffee or something. Just nothing to it. Or black coffee with like a very specific odd ingredient, like with a teaspoon of salt or something weird. You know, it just, he seems like the teaspoon of salt in a cup of coffee type of guy. She switched shifts and she stopped walking to her car alone. Later, police would discover that Koberger had a habit of showing up where he wasn't expected, a pattern, not just stalking victims, but surveilling people. Or as he called it, flirting. Or stargazing. He timed his entries, studied how people reacted to him. I mean, it's easy to dismiss these things in the moment. No laws were broken, no threats were made, just weird comments, creepy vibes, conversations that made the air in the room feel heavier. But looking back, these women all share the same realization. It wasn't just off-putting, it was intentional. He didn't want to flirt. He wanted to study, to prod, to find the edge of what someone would tolerate. One of the most disturbing revelations came from a student who sat near him in class. During a study group, he asked what they thought a killer felt while stabbing someone. The room went quiet. No one answered. He didn't laugh. He didn't explain himself. Just sat there waiting, as if he expected someone to entertain the question. That moment stuck with her, not because of what he said, but because no one else said anything. They all just moved on. And that's how these moments stack up, quietly, separately, somewhat forgettably, until one day they don't. Until someone says, I want to kill people. To a stripper. And later does. Until someone references a K-bar knife. And then one is found at a crime scene, where the sheath is. Until someone compliments your birthing hips like your livestock and then vanishes from your inbox without a trace. Until a man who couldn't handle rejection becomes the suspect in a quadruple homicide. These women weren't victims in the legal sense, but they were targeted. They were part of his behavioral timeline. They were test subjects for whatever was building inside of him. And they knew even back then that something was wrong. They just didn't have a name for it yet. He wasn't awkward. He wasn't shy. He was practicing. And now the world knows what for. Tell me your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube. If that's where you're watching us, just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi to find us there. Or press subscribe. Press subscribe wherever you are watching us. If it's on the podcast platforms or on YouTube, we greatly appreciate that. Again, curious to hear your thoughts on Koberger and your experiences with folks out there in the world that are a bit creepy and a bit off. Share those in the comments as well. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming man who infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video. Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming man who infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video. Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming man who infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video. Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming man who infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.